Gears retracted. I have in cowling exhaust instead of coming through the outside. Here we are working on gear legs, and this is jumping kind of farther forward. When I had the gear covers in place, I had to cut through that glass that made that cosmetic fairing that went from the back or the front of the lower cowling forward. And I cut that out, and this is the foam that was left on there. And gear doors. You can take a look at my airplane or any Velocity. The geometry of the gear requires you to make a two-piece gear door. The small gear door on the bottom is actually captured from the larger gear door. And there's the lower gear door in place. Once again, that overlaps the small gear door. I made that very stiff. I added a bunch of layers of carbon in there because there is no great way to support the very end of that gear door. You can take a look at that on the airplane also. There you can see the two gear doors, a small gear door with a large gear door on the outside capturing it. And here it is in the retraction process. Gear starting to come up, farther up. And then tucked all the way up in there, and it's a nice flat surface from head to toe. Here is the construction of the gear doors. Once again, laying over the duct tape over the opening and pouring pour foam over that, coming back and carving that to a nice, even, flat, smooth shape. And at that point, I laid up my glass right over the top of that. I took those off, which were very flimsy at that time, turned them upside down, put some foam doublers in there, and added about three more layers of bidirectional to the inside to create a much thicker, much more heavy gear door with a doubler in there. From laying it on the fuselage, I had a nice little profile all the way along there where I could cut, and then I started to nest that down back into the opening that I had for the retraction system. Here's the hinge for the lower gear door, the small one. This was then connected to an aluminum bracket that I fabricated and hooked to the right on the opposite side of the gear strut. Gear coming up. And this is one item that I installed and then I took out. And this is a hinge for the outer gear door. And this was working real well. The gear doors would open and close real well. And it was going to be activated by retracting the tire up into the well. That was going to mechanically do it. And then I started thinking about how fast this tire might be going. And if this gear, if this fails, this is going to stop my gear from coming down. So I eliminated that outer door. So now I've got the upper cowling made, the lower cowling made, the gear door is made, strakes are on, and here's retractable gear. This is showing the standard over-center device. The pivots that I'm using for the fulcrum to retract the gear are standard. It's right off the plants. It's very same hard points and very same bolts that you're using to hold the gear on your Cozy Mark IV. What I've got, over-center device, you have pulleys or cables that go out beyond the fulcrum of each of the gear leg attach points. And then there's a pulley. I know this is kind of confusing, but there is a pulley system that goes down. Here's a micro switch that I have. When the gear comes down, the bolt that goes through that is extended and has a bushing on it, and it comes down and nests down into a saddle. So when the gear is down and locked, it's into a saddle, and that keeps everything from moving back and forth. There is a little bit of play in there otherwise because it is an over-center device. It comes down, it goes to its full extent, and it comes down another eighth of an inch and actually gives you about 10 thousandths of clearance on each side. Here's the pulleys. This is looking at the very bottom of the fuselage between the front and back bulkhead. That is your gearbox. There's a micro switch that I have in there that shows when the gear is up that it's up and locked. And here I'm cycling through the retraction system. The cables are taut. The over-center device is basically broke, if you want to call it, starting to come up. That spring for the over-center device is actually what brings it down and locks it in position. So partway up, you can see the gears are just starting to come up. The pulleys, you see the angles of the pulleys, those articulate as the gear is retracted. Gears, here it's a little bit farther up. I have cups on each side of the gear legs, which the gear legs nest into. Here it's about halfway up. And gear doors, the small gear door, the large gear door, gears halfway up. And continuing further and further up, you can see the pulleys are articulating even more. And gears just about up. And now I'm just a couple inches from the top. And now the gear is fully retracted. I'll pull this back one more. You can barely see the two articulating articulated pulleys that the cables go through. And if you look at the very bottom here, you can see that the cables are coming forward, and that's where I have the hydraulic cylinder to activate this whole mechanism. So that's what I've done. Created an airplane. It has more power. I was thinking I might get about 240 miles an hour out of this thing. Optimistically, I was looking for speed. I was looking also for economy. Why did I put a bigger engine on that? I'll explain that in just a minute. The economy end. It's a Lycoming IO 540, 260 horse, narrow deck parallel valve. That's the lighter engine. It's about 110 pounds heavier than the 360 that is recommended to go in there. I have retractable gear because I wanted more speed, more efficiency. 12-inch fuselage stretch, which I really didn't go into here. I got the digital camera after I had made these changes. That was fairly simple. I can explain that a little bit out by the airplane. 75-gallon fuel capacity. My empty weight is 1,333 pounds. I attribute that to building a... basically my building methods. I built a Cozy 3 that weighed 1,000 pounds, actually 1,003 pounds, so that was a fairly light airplane. And this one right here, 1333, is about 300 pounds lighter than a Velocity XL 540. So that makes quite a difference. Part of that can be attributed to the carbon materials that I used. Have a 1,000-pound useful load or a gross weight of 1,333. My fuel burn typically is 10 gallons per hour and 200 knots. And that's just about almost any altitude except for right on the deck and real high altitudes. My top end is right about 270 miles an hour. I just did the Air Venture race, the Air Venture Cup, and that was right on the deck. We took off. They start your clock or they start the stopwatch. When you're off the ground, but you still have to climb out. You still have headwinds, maneuvering around and whatnot. I averaged 247.5 miles an hour, and we burned about 40 gallons during that race. I didn't start with fuel tanks. When I landed, I still had 30 gallons aboard. My climb rate is up to 3,000 feet per minute. It's like a rocket. My best climb rate is typically about 1,000 feet a minute, 1,200 feet a minute, and that gives me better power settings. I reduce it, better fuel flow, and good economy. Now we're... yes? I think we're just about out of time. I've got a video, but... I think we're out of time. Quick video. Good. The flight testing I did was all with a parachute on to start with. Let me get this video going here. B&E, I tested it up to about 245 knots. I modeled this after the Berkut, and they're saying that they're going around 290 miles an hour, 200 and 300 miles an hour, something of that sort. Here's just showing a quick gear cycle. Okay. Question and answer, or question as we watch the video here? Okay. I'm sorry, say again. That's correct. Just the standard three wing bolts. Question is, what do I use to attach the wings? It's just the standard three wing bolts. Estimate to build this. I started this 6 years ago. Carbon was a lot less expensive. The IO 540s were less expensive. I paid $10,000 for it with about 500 hours on it. I have a pretty good instrument panel. I'm estimating I have about $60,000 into the plane. I had to build all the cowlings, the turtle back, drape form, the windows, things of that sort. So I really couldn't buy a whole lot. Well, that gallons of pour foam, that was a big question. I think I bought 12 gallons of pour foam, and I have three of them left at home. No, strakes are standard. Are the strakes thicker? The strakes are standard. CG range, I had to sneak up on that. I established that from working off the Cozy 4 owner's manual by stretching the fuselage by 12 inches. I have a greater arm, greater moment. So my initial results showed that I wouldn't be able to take as much weight as two people in the front seat, and it would be much lighter. I'd be actually right around 170 pounds in the front seat. Right now, when I fly it, I fly myself and about 50 pounds of lead. That puts me at a very, very comfortable flying attitude. Things are very, very predictable, and I've also tested it up to about 250 in the front seat. But I have to add about 10 miles per hour to my takeoff and landing speed. Video is just going through some of the runs, gear retraction and extension. My wife took most of these videos out of Red's airplane and Bob Lipinski's airplane here. I can make this available. We can put this on the web, one way or the other. Any other questions? Yeah, flight characteristics, if you didn't know you were going faster, they are identical to the Cozy 3, and I'm assuming the Cozy Mark 4. Last question. I'm sorry? The canard is about 2 inches shorter than the original Mark 4 plans, and it's longer than Nat's last edition. If there's enough interest, yes, I will publish an addendum. And the retractable gear, they have the molds at Velocity, and they can put a gear package together with the hydraulic pump, pressure switches, whatnot, to install this into a Cozy Mark IV. That's it.
Thank you, all right. Folks. Thank you all very much for coming. Sorry that we ran a little long. I was just asked to announce that the Cozy Girls have some parts for show and parts lists out on that side of the tent. I'll be sticking around here for a little while if somebody wants to bug me, and hopefully Chris will as well, so you can hit us up and ask some questions outside. Thank you very much.
I will be going out to the airplane, and if anybody is interested, I will be removing the cowlings to take a look at the engine installation.
Well, Mark started it all off here.
That's terrific. Okay.
There we go.
I've got your power supply down here.
So okay. I should plug this in before I fire up, right?
It doesn't matter.